Live Updates: Trump Holds Wisconsin Rally. By Tony Lee on October 17, 2020. President Donald Trump will hold a Saturday evening rally in Janesville, Wisconsin. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 9:20 p.m., Trump says a vote for Republicans is a vote for safe communities, great jobs, and a limitless future for Americans. He says it's about the American dream that is alive and well. Rally concludes. Trump still going strong after back-to-back rallies. 9:19 p.m., Trump warns voters that Wisconsin's kettles are next under Ox Green New Deal. 9:10 p.m., Trump praising ICE officers for their dangerous jobs and is speaking about the MS-13 killers. He says we have to respect people who protect us like ICE officers. Immigration security is national security, Trump says. A nation without borders is not a nation. Trump now talking about the beheading in France and says we have been strong on radical Islam, speaking about the travel ban. Trump says his administration has invested $2.5 trillion in the military that was depleted before he got into office. 8:57 p.m., Trump says Biden will prolong the pandemic and companies will be afraid to invest in Wisconsin and America. Trump says more companies will invest if he wins because they need the right climate to invest. He says Biden shipped away jobs, shut down factories, threw open borders, and sacrificed blood and treasure in wars in countries people have never heard of. He says Biden has always been a corrupt politician and the Biden family is a criminal enterprise. Trump says Biden makes crooked Hillary look like an amateur and warns if Biden becomes president, China will own America. 8:45 p.m., Trump now introducing Wisconsin lawmakers like Senator Ron Johnson. Trump says he will be there for Johnson whenever he is running. Johnson says he admires Trump's tenacity when he is treated unfairly by the media and the deep state. He says the election is a choice between a Trump super recovery and a Biden recession. 8:41 p.m., Trump asks Democrats in the crowd to raise their hands. Trump says the media won't let the news get out that they caught the Bidens in a total corrupt deal. 8:39 p.m., Trump says if you stand with the heroes of law enforcement, you must defeat the Democrats on November 3rd. He says the heads of the unions never like him but the people in the union like him. He says many people in the audience are Democrats who are going to vote for Trump. Trump says China will not get away with what they got away with. He talks about the largest orders of soybeans, beef, corn in recent deals. 8:38 p.m., Trump says he's immune and he got better fast and now he can jump into the audience and kiss the women and even the big powerful men. 8:36 p.m., Trump says nobody reports that nobody is at Biden's events and Biden doesn't leave his little area. 8:35 p.m., Trump briefly talks about criminal justice reform before asking voters if they want to vote for a candidate supported by anti-American rioters or someone supported by law enforcement officers. 8:31 p.m., Trump says deals are being made when Democrats are raising so much money. He says just look at Biden's family before saying nobody is hurt by the war on cops than African Americans. He says a large percentage of police officers are African Americans. He says murders in cities run by Democrats have increased by more than 30% and more than half of the victims are African Americans. Trump says Biden ignores these Americans and he never will. 8:26 p.m., Trump says nobody is talking about the 1,000+ police officers who have been attacked. He says the anti-police rhetoric on the left is causing this and puts police officers in harm's way. He says Biden referred to police officers as the enemy and vilifies them as oppressive racists. Trump then says he doesn't think Biden believes this because he is so out of it. 8:25 p.m., Trump says Biden was silent this summer when anarchists ran through the streets in major cities. He says Biden calls them peaceful protesters before again telling the Ali Velshi story. Trump says Biden will appease the anarchists, looters, and rioters and he'll have them arrested. 8:20 p.m., Trump says Democrats also want to disarm law-abiding citizens while turning the country into a sanctuary nation. Trump says Democrats always stick together and don't have any rebels like the GOP has. Trump calls the rebels stupid people. 8:18 p.m., Trump says he will never defund the police so long as he is president. He talks about all of the law enforcement endorsements he has received. He says he is not militant and just wants to keep people safe. He is criticizing Biden for wanting to eliminate cash bail and wanting to release 400,000 criminals if Crazy Joe becomes president. Trump, sounding optimistic about his prospects, admits he is feeling such pressure because he is running against the worst candidate in the history of presidential politics. Trump says he would rather run against someone who is extraordinarily talented so he could go back to living his life. 8:16 p.m., Trump says the radical left under Biden will defund, disband, and dismantle police departments all over America. He is now hitting Biden on his flip-flopping on fracking. He says people in Pennsylvania believe in energy, law and order, and intelligence. 8:12 p.m., Trump says he wasn't feeling so good and wasn't feeling like Superman or how a president should be feeling, but he had 12 doctors who wanted to touch every single part of his body. Trump says after getting experimental drugs, he woke up the next morning and wanted to do more trade deals. He says the most menacing part of the Biden-Harris agenda is their attacks on law enforcement. Trump says if he didn't get involved there would be no Kenosha right now. Trump says law enforcement wouldn't have any problems if you let them do things fairly. 8:10 p.m., Trump says it's good news that Obama will campaign for Biden. He says Obama campaigned for Hillary harder than Hillary and he still defeated Hillary. 8:07 p.m., Trump calls his shot and says he is going to win Minnesota because of people like Ilhan Omar, who Trump says hates our country and has broken the law. Crowd chants lock her up. Trump says he will win the whole ball game if he wins Wisconsin. 8:03 p.m., Trump reminiscing about 2016 and the tears that were flowing from the completely unbiased anchors. Trump says the next debate moderator, Kristen Welker, is biased and deleted her whole social media account. We're president, and they're not, Trump says. He goes back to saying Democrats want to fund extreme late-term abortions and pack the Supreme Court with 16, 19, 20 justices. Trump talking about more lawless demonstrators if Biden becomes president. 8 p.m., Trump says he has the most energy in the history of politics and Biden's got the least. He says Biden handed control over his party to the hardcore militant left. He says Democrats are now the party of socialists, Marxists, and left-wing extremists. Trump says Democrats will kill your jobs, dismantle your police departments, dissolve your borders, raise your taxes, destroy your suburbs. Trump says Biden can't say law and order because he will lose the radical left. 7:57 p.m., Trump says Sleepy Joe doesn't know anything about specialty milk in the USMCA. He says he is wearing a cap because of the 40 miles per hour winds. He says he wishes Wisconsin had a Republican governor. He wants the state to open up and go back to school. 7:55 p.m., Trump gets on stage with a Make America Great Again hat. Crowd chanting USA. USA. Trump says the crowd is massive and he doesn't believe polls that have him even in Wisconsin. I don't think so, Trump says. 7:30 p.m., Trump will deliver remarks on supporting law enforcement in Paul Ryan's hometown. Air Force One is about to land.